page 126. Unit 12. Ability. Lesson A. Intelligence. 1. Vocabulary in context. B. Read and listen to part of a lecture on intelligence. How many different types of intelligence are mentioned? What are they?
Today, I'll be talking about Howard Gardner, the highly respected professor of psychology at Harvard University. His work has been particularly important in terms of its impact on education. Gardner argues that defining intelligence as one single thing is both imprecise and inadequate, and suggests instead that there are different types of intelligences. The first is linguistic intelligence. People who are linguistically intelligent are sensitive to language. They're extremely articulate and literate, and may become writers, actors, or lawyers. They're often highly skilled at learning languages, too. The second is logical mathematical intelligence. These people are scientifically minded and have a capacity for investigating things. They're especially good at math and are efficient at solving problems, often incredibly quickly. The third type is musical intelligence, those who have a talent for music. And the fourth is bodily intelligence. People with this are able to learn through movement. They use their bodies effectively. For example, they can balance relatively easily, like dancers or gymnasts. The fifth intelligence is spatial intelligence. People with this are capable of creating drawings and designs that are technically correct and may be architects and designers. Other types of intelligence include interpersonal and intrapersonal intelligence. People with interpersonal intelligence are particularly adept at understanding others, while those with intrapersonal intelligence are remarkably good at understanding themselves. These seven types make up Gardner's original theory. He later added